Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey man, this is your fault.
Come on. Hooray! National Drummers Day is tomorrow. We celebrate today on a Bad Choice Friday. Phil Collins in studio taking on Night Ranger and Sister Christian. Mike, how was the voting?
It was, as Ted said, it was kind of back and forth there for a hot minute, but at some point somebody's got to pull ahead. And as much as we did enjoy Ted doing a little bit of dancing, we will be motoring for a Bad Choice Friday.
Welcome to the weekend. You are listening to Men's Room, 99.9 KISWC.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers, or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it late? it's not.
It is right there. The title is Yes, Yes, Teams of Talented Writers have been come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
The New York Times published a profile on three people who are in romantic relationships with AI chatbots.
Oh, my goodness.
It's heartbreaking. I know. I had a girlfriend in college who left me for Jeeves.
Fallon. Ted Smith.
Seth Meyers.
The New York Times last week published a profile on three people who are in romantic relationships with AI chatbots. It's heartbreaking, and I know. I had a girlfriend in college who left me for Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves was like a search engine people could use.
I was going to ask you, but I actually remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of popular there for a minute.
It was.
Wasn't it one of the first, or maybe the second? I feel like Yahoo was the first.
But they gave Jeeves like a personalized name. That was kind of the sales pitch, right?
Yeah. And Google showed up. 44-year-old man in Florida was arrested after opening fire on three others on an argument outside a bar over how many eggs a chicken can lay. Thankfully, no one was hurt, but sadly, we still don't know the answer.
V-Ted Smith.
Yep. Yeah, that's me.
I actually had that story set aside for seriously.
Oh.
That's fine, but like I read that, and I'm like, you open fire on people over this argument.
Does anybody know the answer?
I don't know the answer, but my understanding was he is a farmer, or at least a chicken farmer. He knew the other three people. They're trying to do some kind of sale, and they were either trying to tell him, like, you're giving us too few eggs because chickens can lay more than that, or they're saying you owe us more eggs because chickens can lay more than that. Either way.
All right, so at least there was some.
There's some kind of business thing about it.
I mean, not to that level.
Yes.
Good news, Miles. The new Doritos and Cheetos with no artificial dyes are hitting shelves. Don't get too excited, though. All they did was hire a guy to lick off the dust.
Fallon.
Colbert.
Fallon.
The new Doritos and Cheetos with no artificial dyes are about to hit shelves.
Yeah.
But don't get too excited. All they did was hire a guy to lick the dust off.
Miles asked me about him yesterday. I was like, I hadn't seen him.
They're not out till December 1st.
All right.
That's why.
A Manhattan apartment was listed for $120 million. Apparently, it's got a washer dryer.
Seth.
Colbert.
That's Seth.
A Manhattan apartment was recently listed for $128 million. Apparently, it's got a washer dryer.
My sister-in-law, she's closing on a place in Manhattan now.
All right.
All right. She is, I think she's your age, 42. I think, whatever.
Yeah.
It's the one you went to and saw in New York, right? So.
Still think we scared
she
her.
Owns her own company. And aside from owning her own company, she is the assistant CFO of Major League Soccer. Her place is like $560,000. It is one bedroom.
Oh, I believe it.
Oh, one bathroom.
Yeah.
The kitchen is, my God, it's like the size of a tiny closet. Like, she's very excited. I'm excited for her. But I'm like, you own your own company. All right. You are the assistant CFO of Major League Soccer. You travel around the world all the time. You live in Manhattan. That's what you can afford. She's like, yep. Like, damn.
She spent one night out with me and my buddy and was like, what happened?
It smelled like weed. That's what she told me most.
Is that right?
That was her response.
Well, this was before weed was legal everywhere. We might have flown some over. We went to a bar in Hell's Kitchen. The guy's like, I can't let you in, man. You smell like weed. And my buddy goes, do you want the other half of the blunt? And he's like, get in there.
Is that right?
Jesus. Smoking in the Bronx outside of Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
We were in a neighborhood. That was the only time I got a little sketch. The Bronx is still the Bronx.
It's the Bronx, brother.
And we're walking through this park smoking. And I just he was mixed. I stuck out.
Yeah.
And like I just hear him at one point kind of nonchalantly go, no, man, he cool. He with me. I was like, what was it? He goes, just keep walking.
Just keep walking.
Walk fast.
Speaking of the Bronx. As we talked about a little bit yesterday, Cal Raleigh did not win the AL MVP.
Correct.
So we're the men's room. We're a show here in Seattle. I simply put out a tweet on the men's room account. Thought he should be the MVP. And then last night I said,
oh, you put that on the men's room account?
I did too. Well, they found us there too.
Oh, Jesus.
But on my personal account, I called it a travesty. I woke up this morning, 62,000 people have read that tweet. Yeah. I had 100 replies or 200 replies.
Did they like you?
No.
Did anyone support you?
So a few Seattle people did. There was a couple people that were just like, you're right. Like, it's just such a historic year. But it's just Yankee fans and they're pissed. But I didn't tag the Yankees or anything.
Sure.
So I don't know how they all found it. But I've all come to realize, like, I figured they'd make fun of my looks. But really, they harped on the bald thing.
Really?
So,
right.
Yeah.
How does a guy without hair know baseball? I mean, where's the argument there?
People are just like, you're bald.
You got me. Zap. Jesus.
A couple people hit me with typical liberal. And like, I was like, all right, because I guess because I'm from Seattle.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know the politics plays into.
There's a lot of athletes that have politics I may or may not agree with. But at the end of the day, I don't really care. I watch the guy to play the sport.
What's a crap brewer know about baseball?
Yeah.
Get that one?
I know. Miles,
just suck on some rain.
It was
bitch,
unreal. And the people were like, rage bait, hon. It's like, I was like, you guys found me.
Right.
I did not tag the Yankees in this. Yeah, same thing. Our men's room one's still getting them. LOL, you guys don't know ball. Like this and that.
I bet we'll get some calls today.
Hopefully.
Tomorrow.
Well, sure, listen to the show.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to tag like the YouTube channel. House of Conway would be like, yeah, listen, jackasses, at least I get paid to talk.
Yeah. Exactly.
But either way, and look, Aaron Judge had a great year.
And he still won the MVP no matter what you say.
I just think it's impressive that a catcher every day, apparently people don't agree with that stat.
Sure.
He's calling ball games. He's the catcher. He switch hits. Like, very historic year.
But not good enough.
Not good enough. Yeah, they're still mad about it.
Bald bitch.
Bald.
I know.
Yeah, I know. All right, Thanksgiving's around the corner. It's been 52 years since Charlie Brown Thanksgiving was released. You've probably seen it. I was going to say, Thrill hit me to one of the coolest facts about Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving.
You don't have to believe me. Just watch it and tell me I'm wrong.
Correct. You want to tell him the fact?
Look, man, Charlie Brown might come off as, I believe they call him, a blockhead most of the time.
Yeah.
But apparently, homeboy's got some cred in the black community. All right, so he's got one black friend, as you all do, I'm sure. Franklin, right?
Yeah.
And Charlie Brown invites everyone that we know to be the Peanuts Gang over to his house for Thanksgiving. And he and Linus, I believe, are the ones greeting people at the door.
Correct.
He greets Peppermint Patty. He greets Marcy. He greets, oh, Christ, I mean, Lucy. Everybody. Franklin comes rolling up, all right? They don't say a word to each other. The high five. And I'm like, my man. My man.
So I had never
noticed. What's for dinner tonight? A jive turkey?
I had never noticed it. I don't know if you guys remember, but years ago we were in Baltimore. And we were drinking at some bar and it was on and you were like, watch. And I was like, holy S, you're right.
It's so cool though. I'm like, yeah, hey, frankly. I guess it's like a young version of Samuel L. Jackson. My man.
Right. With Pigpen under the sink.
Right.
I'm not shaking your hand.
Well, here's some just kind of interesting facts about it. The 1973 special. As usual, with Peanuts, no adults were shown. But this was the first Peanuts special to have an adult voice. Usually they're just womp, 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 womp.
Did they speak? I don't remember.
Which is what kids hear anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was Vince Gagliardi singing Little Birdie.
Oh, okay, yes. There was an adult voice.
He wrote all the music.
Right, he's the jazz pianist who composed all the Peanuts music that you know and love.
Speaking of adult voices, just a quick side note. My brother called me yesterday. He's coming into town next month. All right. So he's doing the Hawks-Colts game. This is not on good authority. He just said, look, there's a strong possibility that this game gets flexed to the Sunday night game because that's the stands right now. They're both the number one seed in their respective conferences, right? I'm like, that's pretty cool. He's like, yeah. And I said, hey, man, your nephew, my son, he wants to talk to you. So I hear my son get on the phone with him. He's like, hey, Uncle Adrian, and they're going back. He's like, I'm good. He's like, it's too bad you can't be here for career day at my school because the kids in my class would lose their mind. And my kid was being dead serious. He follows it up with, don't talk about the rocket science stuff. Nobody cares.
Like, I know, that is amazing. He works at NASA.
Doesn't care. Does not care.
You don't think that somebody in that class would care?
Not enough.
I would. I would care about both.
Sure.
But let's be honest, if we ever interview him, we're just going to ask about football, too.
I'm not asking him a single thing about Rockets.
Right.
I'm going to come up with a complete list of Rocket questions.
There you go.
Let's see. So the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, Lucy's only in the opening scene.
Is that it?
I guess so.
All right.
Again, these are fun facts. You can when you're rewatching it, check it out. Let's see. The actors who voice Lucy and Charlie Brown are still in touch. They went to high school together, and they're Facebook friends.
Really?
Yeah.
How old are they now? They got to be, what, like 60s?
Well, 1973, 70s, 80s?
Well, I think.
Came out in 73.
They sound like children in it.
Right, so if you're a kid in 73, that makes sense. Right.
Maybe in your 60s.
There's a spinoff inspired by Linus's speech about the Pilgrim's First Thanksgiving. It's called The Mayflower Voyagers, This is America, Charlie Brown miniseries.
Miniseries?
Hmm. Yeah, that's over my head.
I just remember Linus got shut down at the dining room table. They're talking about Thanksgiving, and of course, Linus is being like, that's the day of the pilgrims, blah, blah, blah. Peppermint Patty's like, yeah, that's not it at all.
One of the producers had an issue with Woodstock committing bird cannibalism. What? But Charles Schulz insisted that Woodstock joined Snoopy in carving and eating the turkey.
That's what they're worried about.
Yeah.
Bird cannibalism.
You got to worry about something.
Look, we saw a bird fly into the side of the building.
Right.
It was a pigeon. It just couldn't see sunny day, couldn't see the reflection. Boom, drops. Next thing we know, man, how many seagulls?
Like three seagulls.
Are ripping that thing apart.
I mean,
so in real nature.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they eat each other.
Well, yeah.
Just not the smaller one normally eats.
I mean, humans tend to. Generally, we don't eat other.
People? Primates?
I would say like primates, but there is areas where people
they
eat
do.
Primates,
sure.
Right? Like even like I like that show Meat Eater, right? Mm. And that guy hunts and fishes for anything. And I want to say he was in South America and they were hunting with like a local tribe, like small monkeys. And even he was like,
I feel weird
because it's so close to us.
Yeah, yeah.
But most animals, like fish is a big category. Right. A lot of fish eat other fish.
Lions will eat the offspring, like the male lion, if it takes over the pride, will eat the cubs that the original head of the pride had birthed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first thing they do is eat the cubs.
You know, you have hot lunch, and typically if you don't like something, you either trade or just give it to your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Thanksgiving, close to it, we would do a Thanksgiving dinner.
All right.
Lunch style in the cafeteria.
Yeah, yeah.
At our elementary school. And my buddy, Robbie, he's the one who had the pet turkey.
All right.
Oh. Okay. He would give
Goober.
Goober, yes. Yeah. He would give you his turkey to eat.
Oh, he couldn't bring himself to eat it?
He didn't want to eat it. But he would watch you eat it. And he would look at you like you were the worst person on this planet. Like you were the devil.
He couldn't bring himself to eat turkey.
I'm telling you, that turkey was his best friend. It was a pet turkey.
But you're not eating goober. You're eating some nameless turkey.
I know that.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it, right? Like, I don't mind, right? If I meet a cow and then I show up to your house and you're like, hey, we butchered it. We're eating it. Cool.
Cool.
Well, I mean, that rooster I had to get rid of was Joey. He's
Did
already,
you eat that?
I didn't eat him that night, but he's recently been turned into soup.
Oh, it's a rooster.
Some Joey.
I guess you can eat a rooster. They're fine.
It's a little bit tougher. That's why. That's why he's in a soup. We didn't smoke him with the other chicken wings. But it was just the domination of chickens that weekend.
Yeah.
Also, you know, with Veterans Day and everything this week, I've been watching a lot of war stuff. It is wild. I watched another show last night. Like, you think about snipers and spying. Okay. The amount of spying that went on in the Civil War is wild. But it's weird because, like, for our side, you love both those people.
Sure.
But the other side's always doing it, too.
Of course. Just,
yeah. And then I found out that Liverpool, England, massive supporter of the Confederacy.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
They had boats and everything. Well, they needed the cotton.
Makes
so
sense.
So they basically were like, hey,
economics,
cool.
Man.
We'll build you boats and everything else. But, like, yeah, there's a whole, like, thing over there. I was like, Liverpool, huh? Hmm. All right. Gives you another reason not to like the soccer club.
Well, cotton helps you breathe.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. The weather's just beautiful. So you're probably going to be inside a little bit this weekend. Good news. A lot of sports on. I want to say the Huskies are playing Saturday at 4. I think the Cougs are on at 7:30. They're fighting for their lives down there, let's be honest. But a couple big college football games. I want to say Texas-Georgia is like 4:30 Saturday. But the main thing is Seahawks are rolling.
I think Oregon plays tonight.
Oregon does play tonight.
Yep.
Yeah. Seahawks are rolling. That's a massive, massive game. I'll be honest with you, I haven't been this excited about a regular season game in a long time.
And there's a reason for that.
Correct. And I think it's time for Sam Darnold. Like, you know, last year, the end of the season wasn't great in the playoffs. A lot of people think he can't handle the pressure. I hope he goes out there and just dominates. It looks
sure.
Great. But that's Sunday. That's a 1 o'clock game. Sunday night football is going to be the Eagles and the Lions. And then, other than that, man, enjoy your weekend. Watch some sports. Get in there.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Virginia police wonder how 9 criminals all packed into that teeny tiny car. Meanwhile, a baby alligator is rescued from a Boston River. Truly bizarre. Oh, bizarre. Turns out a captain for a Lithuanian airline wasn't really a pilot at all.
Oh, good.
In Texas, TikTok videos themselves doing a urination crawl. And a massage parlor in Texas busted, giving customers a hand. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. headlines. Here's my car.
Top story. We go to Michigan, where the unthinkable happened. Police raided a local massage parlor on reports of some illegal activity going on inside.
Whatever could it be?
Well, before you jump to conclusions, Steve, just know that the local media noted that there is a posted sign inside of the facility that explicitly warns, says, quote, warning, no sexual.
That means that they do that.
No sexual.
The old Roy Cohn tray.
Yeah. Playing.
There's a sign and everything. It's right there. It's on the sign. Police raided the establishment and made at least one arrest after learning of alleged sex acts going on inside the parlor.
Look, it's a massage parlor, right? My assumption is if you put up a sign that says that, like, that's the place that does it.
Is anybody scared to just go to one to get a massage?
Yes.
Yeah, I would hire someone to come to my home or something. Because I feel like if I walk in there, there's going to be some sting, even if you're just getting a massage.
Right.
But the guy down the hall is getting whatever, he's getting the good stuff. Like, somehow you end up in the paper.
Right. I'm just getting my back rubbed, man.
Yeah, my shoulders are sore.
That would suck. You go in there just to get a massage and there's a sting.
Right? Yeah.
There's a full-on raid of the doggone place.
Right. And, like, I don't know. The cop's not going to believe you.
No.
Right. Sure you are, pervert. Get in the car. Right. The town is now up in arms about the situation, given their strong moral values that they hold to.
You know exactly what the hell those things are.
And the noise of people with high, quote-unquote, moral standards are the one that get busted for everything like that.
Plus the fact that the business was operating near a school, they had a big issue with that as well. As if they were, like, waving the kids in.
Yeah, come on.
One person has been arrested, but authorities are warning the clientele that this is currently an open investigation.
You think Robert Kraft goes to Florida and just gets sore?
Yeah, right.
Oh, God, my back. Jeez.
All this heat.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Just need a hand.
Yeah.
In other news,
you know we make mayonnaise at Kraft.
That kind of just disappeared, didn't it?
Of course it did.
He's a billionaire. I'm sorry, I'm being dumb.
To Virginia, where an interesting theft operation was carried out. Surveillance footage was shared with local media featuring a silver Hyundai sedan backing into a parking space outside of a vape shop. The four doors spring open and seven people exit the five-seater car. Five of them get out of the back seat and two of them get out of the front. Then the trunk popped open as well to reveal two more suspects, bringing the grand total to nine masked individuals. They reportedly entered the store and stole smoking accessories, clothing, and designer sneakers, all totaling roughly...
Oh, my.
So what were they stealing?
Smoking accessories, clothing, and designer sneakers, all totaling roughly $13,000 worth of merchandise.
All right, the shoes make more sense. Because when I first just glanced over the store, I'm like, a vape shop with nine dudes or seven dudes? Like,
yeah.
That seems like a lot for a vape, like... Dudes. How much vape can you get?
Exactly. Authorities say the thieves are still at large and are asking anyone with information to come forward. Like, as much as I don't want to advocate for it, these guys did it right. There was so many of them that they're completely overwhelmed. They can't possibly identify any of them because they're all you know, suited up and they're masked up.
I don't guess the two shortest ones are in the trunk.
Yeah.
But they couldn't get as much product in the car as they wanted.
That's the downside.
Seriously.
I love that you just take off on foot and then, you know, you got a car waiting on the other, somewhere down the road or something like that.
I think only one dude had a car, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, pile into Billy's car. Doggone it. The Dallas area has a brand new horde of bandits that the public is bringing attention to. We all made our own brand of mischief in our younger days, and the era of cameras being everywhere, it's forced a little innovation on the next generation. Enter the Piss Bandits.
The what?
Yes. This horde of degenerate youngins have been terrorizing neighborhoods by posting first-person perspective videos onto TikTok and other platforms, urinating in various places in the area. And somehow...
That's why they don't have outdoor water fountains anymore.
I mean, so are they upset because they're doing this, or are they... upset that they're I don't know their age, but certainly there was an age for me between like 16 and 20, whatever.
Yeah.
They had peed outside. I just didn't record it, but trust me, I peed in your yard.
Right, and I think that's really the only reason that people have an issue with it is because it's been brought to their attention.
You're seeing what people have been doing
you don't
in your yard,
right?
As long as you've lived there.
Dogs have to go outside as well. However,
that on TikTok.
If you see a dog that's peeing on your house, you're like, come on, man.
You got a delivery driver.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. In some cases, the targets are centered around rival schools and towns with acts of vengeance stemming from the coordinated hits. Like, there's
don't
different...
tag a rival because it's easier to narrow down who you are.
There's different geographical bandits. Like, they have named themselves, like, I'm the King County Bandit or I'm the Bonnie Lake Bandit, you know.
And put that on your dating profile.
Yeah, exactly. And they're hitting all the stuff. There's the Battle of the Bridge down there at my home of Enum Club, between Enum Club and White River. Like, I wouldn't put it past those kids. Don't do this. Don't do this. I wouldn't put it past them. You know, for a kid from Enum Club to run over to White River and just find a target.
Vice versa. That's the worst they're going to do, you're living all right.
Especially this time of year, the rain's going to just take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also bloomed a counter-variant score of videos featuring noir-style sleuths at the various crime scenes, attempting to track down the criminals.
They're taking evidence. They're looking at what's all going down there.
I mean, the kids are having fun with it, is what it is.
Yeah. I'm just picturing a group of dudes sitting out there with binoculars being like, we're going to find him today.
Yeah, right? Magnifying glass. I see it here.
Of course, the town elders, as I've put them, have the biggest issue with the crime spree.
These parents need to take accountability for their children and have a talk with them that this is not a...
If the parents knew they were doing it, it would already be solved.
No, it wouldn't. It would be talked about.
I mean, look, man, if my parents took accountability when I got caught, but it's not like I went home and said, guess what I did today?
Most people are finding the humor in it. There are plenty of people that are giving them a hit list, if you will, of things that they need to go and do. Which may... Kids are kids. There's a lot more worse things. You're not going to advocate for it, but at the same time...
This is not the worst thing in the world.
Right.
I've had real problems in my life, and that ain't one of
them. Just don't pee in someone's mailbox slot.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. No kidding.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Just in case we'll start with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Over to Boston, where life finds a way. A woman called in a report after she was delayed going into work because a baby gator had caught her attention. Authorities then sought the help of a local animal educator who searched the area to eventually find the young reptile hunkered down in some reeds. He claimed the ensuing cold weather was going to be too much for the gator because they don't live in Boston.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't survive the season, bringing him back to his facility to wait for a game plan from wildlife officials for his next move.
They think there's a few of them in there.
Yeah. Because
they saw a four-footer. And they're wondering if that is either the babies from that thing from the summer, or someone just dumped a bunch of these things in.
Probably exactly. That. Don't some gators, though, if I understand, it's like when there is like a deep freeze in Florida, they're just below the ice. They break their nose out of the top and basically go into hibernation.
Yeah, pretty much.
They do.
Pretty much.
That's not terrifying.
It's a gator.
But that's one or two nights.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Not like three
not
months.
Boston.
Yeah. Men's Room Sports. You got sports on all weekend on the usual channels. If you want college football, college basketball, NBA basketball, hockey, it's all on the usual suspects. Not much local tonight. Kraken are back at it tomorrow at 7 p.m. over on Kong. San Jose is back in town. Let's actually beat the Sharks. And the Seahawks kick off on Sunday at 1 o'clock on Fox against the Rams. As far as your weather, we're going to have bouts of rain in mid-50s all weekend long,
Sweet. Boys.
So for your headlines of that, have a great weekend. Mike Hawk is out.
Exactly right. Enjoy the weekend. Pick up some Men's Room IPA and the bright yellow can. We'll see you on Monday. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this, biatch. So until Monday, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.